What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're going to go back to the callers. John in St. Petersburg, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? John, there you are.
Charles in St. Pete.
Charles in St. Petersburg. Actually, it's not even my mistake, but we apologize. What's on your mind?
Hillary and Obama, you know, I think the establishment at Bilderberg in Chantilly, Virginia in 2008, according to, I remember Alex Jones was there and Jim Tucker from the American Free Press were there, and I remember they, according to the, Alex Jones, and I get the American Free Press too, they hadn't really decided. They decided at that meeting of the Bilderbergers in Chantilly, Virginia, which is in D.C., Washington, D.C., that Obama would be the president, and she wouldn't be, you know, then she would have to wait her turn.
There's a lot of groups exerting influence over the U.S. elections. Israel certainly does. The Bilderbergers do. The Council on Foreign Relations does. And certainly we cannot discount the fact that the Central Intelligence Agency has been a major force in choosing who rules over us, going all the way back to just after the John F. Kennedy years.
Oh, long before that, they're the Praetorian Guard. I think they were when they were the OSS. They were in 1942. The OSS existed, I think, even before it officially was created. But anyway, you know about the email, of course, that Hillary's email. One of the emails that she was in penance to Lynn Forrester de Rothschild, and she. Hillary was begging her pardon. Can you pardon me now? In one of the emails that was released, I read that on the Truth Seeker blog that was from the United Kingdom. It's called the Truth Seeker.
The thing about money junkies. They worship anybody with more money than they have. They'll bow and grovel and scrape and abase themselves.
Yeah, she was groveling. She was definitely groveling to her, according to the letter, the email, the Wikipedia. So, I think she was supposed to get it this time, but I hope.
It was supposed to be Hillary's
Obama
turn.
And her and all of them go down in flames.
Well, I would like to see that as well. It may have been Hillary's turn, but we, the American people, have cut the line ahead of her, and. We're proud of it.
So.
What can I tell you? The Oval Office isn't a prize or a promotion. It's not an inevitability. None of those offices are guaranteed to anybody except those that we decide should be there.
Did you know I read one email that had a thing from George Bush to Barack Obama before he was elected. This was in like November 4th. He was still not even the president designate, and already Bush is calling him in the email the president designate and suggesting he should be in his cabinet. We always think that W was against Obama. He was told to. Have Obama as his successor before
you're misunderstanding what's going on.
Hang on. All right.
Let me respond because you said something that is a little bit of a distortion. What's going on? Remember what I said before about the dynamics of power. Okay, all of these candidates, as soon as they declare, they're being chased by people who want to be part of their government, their cabinet, some official, some job everywhere. I mean, Donald Trump, if you're listening, I want head of NASA. And That's just going to happen. And people are literally betting their future career that the person they're working for is going to be elected so that they can get that promotion. And that is generally the motive for these people in the inner circle to commit these illegal actions. It's not because they support Hillary Clinton or whoever. It's because they see an opportunity to advance themselves to positions of greater wealth and power by helping this candidate get in there. And so Obama was leading in the polls going into the election of 2008. So, of course, everybody's going to be writing him and saying, hey, I want a job. I'm a great person. I know this. I know that. And I'm the best person for the position. That's just part of what happens when you're running for office.
They all happen to be related to each other, right? Yeah.
Well,
they just happen to be cousins and related to the Queen.
Hang on again. The Clintons and the Bushes are an hereditary duopoly, and they go back to that CIA gun and drug running operation in the mid-1980s that became known as the Iran-Contra scandal. And the plan was to have the Oval Office as an hereditary right of the Clintons and the Bushes, to pass it off from Clinton to Bush to Bush to Clinton to Clinton to Bush, to make it still look like there was some kind of a choice for the American people. Now, Obama succeeded in getting on the inside, but he was willing to play along with the CIA's games and not rock the boat. Donald Trump is completely different. I'm willing to bet, even at this late date, that Donald Trump doesn't understand the connection between the corruption he's dealing with today with the Clintons and its ties all the way back to the Iran-Contra gun and drug running scandal. And even before that, the heroin pouring into this country from Vietnam. And he'd better study up on it real quick so that he understands what he's dealing with. Because, yes, he's catching on and he's learning quickly and he's got some really good advisors, but he's still as naive going into the job of president as Jimmy Carter was. And look how he got blindsided by that. Anyway, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining us right now. We're taking phone calls and talking about politics here. Charles, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. It's not what I really wanted to talk about, but it's what you said. I think this goes back to at least the murder of JFK, where the CIA was involved. But anyway, and probably before that. But I just wanted
well,
to say
a lot of entities, a lot of entities were involved in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. You have got to break yourself of the habit of thinking that there is a single causative agent behind history's events, whether it's a war or an assassination. Basically, wars and assassinations never happen for just one reason. They happen when you have a group of people who have their own individual agendas, but they just happen to be solvable by the war and the assassination. In the case of John F. Kennedy, you had the CIA was angry with him because of the betrayal of the Bay of Pigs and Kennedy's threat to break the CIA up. You had Israel hated John F. Kennedy because he wanted to block them from getting nuclear weapons. You had the Texas oil billionaires hated John F. Kennedy because of the oil depletion allowance. You had organized crime who were angry with John F. Kennedy because they had helped him steal the election from Richard Nixon. And then John F. Kennedy had appointed Robert Kennedy his attorney general and said, go after organized crime. And basically, all of these participants, the Federal Reserve was angry with Kennedy for Executive Order 11110. And they were all angry with Kennedy for different reasons, but they all agreed the solution to their problem was Kennedy should die. So Kennedy died, and you were told it was this crazed lone nut guy in the book depository. We're going to do a shout out to our partner affiliates. Oh, I already did that. Never mind. Let's continue.
All right. Well, Mike, what I really wanted to talk to you about is I just turned you on when I got home. I have this theory, I don't know if maybe you covered it or not, that what's happening is Comey sees that the jig is up. It looks like Trump might win anyway.
Yes.
And I think he knows he's guilty of criminal behavior, that he's not only facing, losing his job as the FBI director, but he's facing possible indictment himself. And I think Trump is going to put in a tough prosecutor. He's going to put somebody like a Giuliani or a Trey Gowdy.
Trey Gowdy. Dragotti is already at the top of the list. And, yeah, Comey has to resign himself to the fact that he's not going to be director of the FBI past the beginning of next year. Now he's thinking, how does he avoid prosecution for obstruction of justice or just having total incompetent boob by his name on the resume under FBI?
Yeah, well, I think he's more worried about going to jail because even his incompetent boob, some law firm will still hire him, you know, and give him a big salary, you know. It's a lobbying firm.
Unfortunately, you're right, and that tells you all you need to know about the law firms.
Right. So I'm not, but the thing is, or maybe you can go back to SBC Bank or something like that, but that's not what he's worried about. He's worried about getting his butt in prison. That's what he's thinking about. And I'm thinking that, you know, what you're saying about, we talked about JFK, what happened to him. I hope, I just pray that Donald Trump is going to have the best possible security. And I'm not talking about the Secret Service. He's got the money. He had his own guards before, but he has to do better than that.
I agree. I agree here because he could still be assassinated before the election. He could be assassinated afterwards because I'm sure Pence would be a lot more easy to control in the eyes of the powers that be. It's a long way from here to the inauguration, and a Hillary flame out would solidify things, but it still doesn't guarantee Trump's safety. He's going to have to be very, very careful. And for all we know, over this weekend, we could have a busload of nuns explode somewhere so that by Monday, the new FBI investigation and the WikiLeaks are back off the corporate media. I mean, everything's in play right now, and certainly Hillary's people have to be in a blind panic, not just losing the election, but looking at jail time for what they've been doing. I imagine the ashtrays are flying over at Hillary's campaign headquarters right now.
You also got to look for them to dig up another gold-digging slut somewhere that might try to, you know, lie about Trump, you know?
Oh, they're already lined up around the block for their 15 minutes of TV fame.
Mm-hmm. So, but that's about the only chance he has. But other than that, like I said, he needs to have the best security. He has the money to pay each guard a good $300,000-$400,000 a year, which would probably be way more than a Secret Service agent, and to hire the best possible. I'm talking about former special ops, but not special ops that are still tied into the government that are really patriots. So those are the type of people you should be hiring.
I agree. He needs a multiple layered defense made up of layers that are independent of each other, which is what he did earlier on. Secret Service, and then inside that, his own private security, maybe even two layers of that. I'm sure by now, Trump has to know. Huh? You know, he's a target for many of the same reasons John F. Kennedy was a target.
He also needs really good computer security experts, because including, you know, how with his plane and everything else, and he should even consider hiring a guy like you who is a computer expert, and you know, because you would probably know what to look for, because there's no telling what they might try. And like I said, they could try to, you know, anytime he gets in that plane, it is
well
even now.
Can I be blunt here at the risk of sounding like an egomaniac here? I'm open to a job in the Trump administration, but not as a computer technician. I'm aiming at a somewhat higher pay grade, okay? All right. Listen, I got to let you go. We got a bunch of callers waiting on the line here, and we're going to go to Rick in Nevada. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, kudos to Marcus Mumford, the attorney for Ammon Bundy, first of all, for helping secure those acquittals of all counts for all of those folks. And jeers to the judge who said, oh, we're going to hold on to Ryan and Ammon Bundy, though, for Nevada. Now, the other attorney for Ammon Bundy, Morgan Philpott, says that the government does not have the authority to turn him over to Nevada. What's your take, first of all? And second of all, is there some kind of a convoy that ought to be provided for the Bundys to get back to get Ammon back to Idaho, an actual physical convoy?
Well, I think this issue is going to resolve itself very shortly all by itself. The only reason to keep these two in prison is to keep them quiet, because with the acquittal of all those people up in Oregon of all charges, okay, This is going to put that Uranium One deal back into play in the political discussions. And that is another blow that Hillary is not going to be able to withstand. So they're trying to keep that quieted down. That judge should have let them go because the charges back in Nevada are equally bogus. And you're right. One state does not, I think, have the right to hold prisoners on behalf of another state. Now, they could surrender to officials from that from Nevada and everything, but that's a technicality we don't need to go into. What this is all about, everybody involved in these prosecutions was on the inside of this land snatch deal, whether it was the development down in Nevada with Harry Reid or the Uranium One deal. They're all dirty with it, and now just like everybody in Hillary's campaign, they're all of a sudden realizing this could blow up into a scandal that puts their own sorry rear end into prison. And anybody who's been a judge knows if they get sent to prison, they get a really, really hard time at the hands of the prison population. And their only alternative is to be in protective custody, which is just one step above solitary confinement.
Hey, Mike, thank you. And before I get out of here, I'd just like to suggest that that we fit dingy Harry Reid for a noose.
Well, again, you know, the way to really hurt a money junkie is to take away all their money and make them live like an ordinary poor American. They're more afraid of that than they are of prison or execution. And so, again, find the appropriate RICO statute, take Harry Reid to court, and strip him of his wealth and return it to the taxpayers.
Works for me. Thanks, Mike.
All righty, and we're going to switch over to Sheldon in Wisconsin. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Sheldon, are you there?
I am.
Okay.
I have a quick question for you. You know, I'm African-American, and I was listening to your show about 3 weeks ago. And I'm going to touch on your topic, your main topic about the politics. But I want to ask you a quick question before a quick question about the politics. Now, I was listening to your show 3 weeks ago, and I had a group of friends of mine sit along, and you made a comment that says that African-Americans are better off in slavery. Can you comment on that?
Okay, could you repeat that? We've got a really, really bad phone connection, and I'm not sure if I misheard you or you may have misheard me again, but what was it you think I said?
You said that African-Americans are better off in slavery.
No, I didn't say that. I said the descendants of the slaves here in America are better off than the descendants of the Africans who were not enslaved, who are still in Africa. And I think that's accurate.
Well, I mean, for a bunch of African-Americans that's listening to your show, we're trying to grab hold on to you. That kind of threw us for a loop. So can you clarify that? And then I just want to ask you one 5-second question about politics.
All right, let me, you know, take a look at the standard of living of the black population here in the United States of America. And I don't mean the celebrities like Bill Cosby and rock stars and sports figures, but just the average.
People who sold their, you're not talking about people who sold their souls. So go ahead.
Okay, I don't know what's wrong with this phone, but I'm having a real hard... Let me finish the thought here, okay? Look at the quality of life of your average black American, middle class, and then compare it to the current standard of living of the black population still living in Africa. And you will find the standard of living is a lot higher here in the United States. Even people who are in Africa are out there saying, we don't understand what the blacks in America are complaining about. They're so much better off. And that's the point I was trying to make.
Okay, I get you on that one. But the only people who are better off are the athletes and entertainers who sold their souls to Jewish people.
Oh, okay. I heard you that. Heard you that time. I don't want to get into souls, sell your souls, because this is not a religious program. But no, hang on. Let me. My point. Okay, I'm not talking about the athletes and the sports stars and the entertainers. I'm talking about black Americans who own garages, or they have a small little restaurant downtown, or they have some other little small business and they're hiring within their own community. Because they're doing very well compared to the people who are still in Africa in places like Zimbabwe.
Okay. Now, in terms of politics, now,
Sheldon, I'm sorry. We just ran out of time here. I'm going to have to let you go. It's a bad phone connection anyway. We'll be back after these few words.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go back to the phones here, a couple of quick stories here. The State Department and Associated Press worked with the Hillary Clinton State Department, worked with Hillary herself to cover up and spin the Benghazi investigation findings. This is another leaked Podesta email. So the State Department was engaged in a cover-up. Hillary was engaged in a cover-up. The Associated Press was cooperating in the cover-up. And this is why the corporate media is sweating bullets right now. When Hillary Clinton goes down, they're going to be taken down with her for all that they did. All right, Kenny in Florida. Aloha, Kenny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Hello, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. What's on your mind?
I'm over here in Orange County, Florida, and I looked at my sample ballot, and I noticed that a lot of the local races, they have a Democrat running, but they don't have a Republican. I mean, I understand that happens now and then. Some races have only a Republican, but you know, there's a lot of them. There's a state attorney, a Democrat, and a write-in. State senator, Democratic and write-in. Clerk of the courts, there's a Democrat and a nonpartisan. And, sheriff has a Republican and Democrat. Property appraised. Well, property.
Okay, what's the point? What's the point? Get to the point here.
That's just a lot more than normal to have only a Democrat candidate running and no Republican. And I'm wondering if it's election, is this some sort of election fraud, or if he's encountered anything like that. And I will add that, you know, I did early vote yesterday, and everything seemed on the up and up. You know, we used paper ballots.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Is your local community primarily Democratic?
That I'm not sure. That could be a possibility.
I would think that's the possibility because, you know, it does take a lot of work and a lot of money to mount a campaign, even for a small local office. And it may be that if your neighborhood has a history of voting Democratic, that people are just saying, it's just going to be a waste of time and money to try and run on the Republican side. I'm not going to bother. And it does happen a lot at the local races where there's only one candidate going in. And it's not uncommon for the deadline for registering for an election to draw close and not have any candidates for these offices. And the local party will be running around saying, come on, we just need to put your name on the ballot, is all. I think over in Europe there was this heavy metal music star put his name on the ballot as a joke and won, and now he's stuck doing the job for the next 2 years. All right,
silly.
Well, Kenny, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Steve, are you there? I guess not. Okay. Steve, are you there? All right, let's go to Martin in California. Martin, are you there?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. What's going on?
Yeah, I wanted to call. I was so happy and overjoyed about the Bundy acquittal yesterday. I think everybody in our Patriot community should just be on cloud nine over this. A friend of mine, she lives in Council, Idaho, the town where Jack Ennis was killed, and the way she put it, this would not have happened 10 years ago. And constitutionalists, patriots, our time has come, Mike. And this is a classic case of jury nullification because they did have guns. They did occupy the space. It's so beautiful. And I think you and the independent media had actually a role in this because as public a knowledge base of the general public becomes aware of all these federal tyrannies, they are more likely to participate in further jury nullification. So I actually think let's not underscore the power of the independent media, all your information, all the bloggers and everybody who publishes type information, it's affecting the world, Mike. I think it really is.
Yeah, it really is. People are finding out, and they're beginning to understand that in a courtroom, that jury is the highest authority, even above
That's
the
right.
judge. And we have a jury system because the founding fathers recognized prosecutors can be ambitious and reckless, judges can be corrupt. And that's why the final authority is that jury to decide if the law has been broken or if the law itself is unjust and should be ignored. And they do have that right. We got to take
that's
a break.
Right. One more thing.
I'm going to have to hold over the commercial break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we go back to the phones here, I want to get a couple more stories in here. This problem with election machines that are switching Trump votes to Hillary has now been reported in Maryland. It's all over the place, but everybody who complains forces them to pull back, reprogram the machines to be honest, and act like it was never a big deal in the first place. It's all a calibration error. That's all it is. It's a calibration. All of these machines in all of these states, they've all got poor calibration. That's really all it is. Nothing to see here. When was the last time you had to recalibrate your desktop, laptop, tablet, or smartphone? Calibration went out with analog circuitry. This isn't a calibration issue. This is programmed in. They were just hoping people would go on in, punch, 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 and done, and not look at the end result. And everybody's looking. And that may be one of the reasons why that the early voting numbers were a lot stronger for Trump than certainly Hillary's campaign were predicting. And that may have been the catalyst for why all of a sudden the FBI is back investigating the email server and the corporate media is reporting on the Clinton Inc. scandals. I think they just hit the old panic button here. Let's see. Okay, we're going to go back to Martin in California. You had one more thing you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, in addition to the seven who were acquitted yesterday, there actually were 11 people who actually already pled guilty, Mike. They, as is often the case, they were scared and pressured into pleading guilty. So 11 have already pled guilty. That's very unfortunate. In addition, there's seven more defendants who are going on trial in mid-February, about February 14th. So this is not completely over. The Bundys are the well-known guys, but there's seven other ones, Mike, who are facing trial from the same occupation of the wildlife refuge. February 14th, I happen to be acquainted with one of them. His name is Jason Patrick, and he's a great guy. People can actually Google his Facebook page because he gives a lot of updates that aren't really too well known. So Jason Patrick is one of the seven who he's posting about. He's very thankful that his friends were acquitted, but he's mid-February. And a final thing, a lot of people don't remember, in Waco, after the Waco massacre in 1994, all of the Branch Davidians who were tried on murder charges were acquitted. And they were tried, and that's in the, people can Google Los Angeles Times, Waco defendants acquitted. And a lot of people, that's very underemphasized or unknown, that they actually were tried, charged, and acquitted. And I've been to the Branch Davidian
location. There was no evidence there'd been any shooting from inside that church going out. The photos of all the bullet holes show the shooting was on the outside going in. The only firearms that were still present were ones that were not working. All the working guns were out at a gun show being sold. That's how the Branch Davidians funded themselves. And they're still in the armory, and the roof of the armory is burned and collapsed down on the guns. And that's why they were acquitted. I think those people in Oregon who pled guilty have cause now, based on the not guilty verdicts in the trial here, to have their lawyers file for a new trial, a motion for a new trial. They'll probably get it. And, you know, I think at this point, the push is going to be to bury this whole thing very quickly before it rips the lid off Uranium One worse than it's already out there. Because now American people, you know, scandals are like Chinese food. You have one, and 30 minutes later, you want another one. And so now you've got the American people, and they've got Clinton Inc., and they've got the emails and stuff, and they're going to be saying, ooh, that Uranium One, that smells kind of good. Let's go have a taste of that one.
Right. Plus, not to mention the
Claire's laughing in the other room here.
Time for Chinese food. The 15 informants that was admitted during the trial, that 15 federal informants that were involved in this operation. Ridiculous. That, by the way, one last thing, I'll let you go. I've been to the Branch Davidian compound near Waco, and they do actually have a memorial to the four slain feds. So they were not bad people. They have a memorial to the four killed officers on the property along somewhere near the other memorial for the victims. So that was interesting.
Well, you know, those four slain federal officers, if I recall correctly, were former bodyguard Secret Service agents for Bill Clinton, who for some reason were transferred down there to Waco just before that all went down. And the autopsy was they were shot at close range execution style. I wonder what it was they knew about the Clintons. On the dead bodies list. They are on the dead bodies list. Anyway, Martin. All right, thanks an awful lot, Martin. We're going to switch over to Scott in Norfolk. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I have two subjects. First, Donna Brazile, and then second, the flag protest.
Yes.
When you look at Donna Brazile and her latest comments and think that she's head of one of our major parties and this is a face of globalism, it's just confounding that someone who's not that bright can be in such a position of power. And what was your
anybody who has any intelligence is going to say, I don't want that job. You know, it's a red carpet to a prison sentence.
No, it's her denials were so unbelievable, and her performance. She doesn't come across as a very smart person.
No.
I remember when she was Gore's campaign manager, I thought, this woman has zero charisma. She doesn't come off as very intelligent. How is she? She can't really be the campaign manager. She must be the face of it, you know. My other subject is these flag protests. And I've had some coworkers, you know, blindly say that these flag protesters are, traitors. And I asked a few of them. They're highly educated. One's a CPA. I said, do you know where our flag came from? He said, no, not. I said, do you know where the Pledge of Allegiance came from? No. So you say it all the time, but you don't know where it comes from. I said, you know where it comes from? It comes from a guy named Francis Bellamy.
Yes.
Who was more socialist than Bernie Sanders.
And do you remember the original? Do you remember the original Bellamy salute to the flag? Was the arm raised up like this? And it wasn't until the Nazis copied that gesture that it went to being the hand over the heart. I'm not kidding you. The original way that children were taught to pledge allegiance to the flag was to give what is today called the Nazi salute.
That's it. They got it from us.
Yes.
And they stopped doing it 7 days after the Pearl Harbor attacks.
Yes.
That's when they stopped doing it. And Francis Bellamy came up with the Pledge of Allegiance because he and his brothers wanted to increase flag sales to schools. Normally, most schools just had one flag outside the building.
Yes.
If they could find a way to get flags in each classroom, they could, 10 to 20 times the sales. But they needed a way to do it, and the Pledge of Allegiance was the way to do it, because you couldn't get all those kids out in the front yard to do a Pledge of Allegiance, not if it's a rainy day or if there's too many kids.
Yeah.
None of these people know this. And
I know.
And here's the origins of the flag. Now, we're led to believe that two of the entities that early colonists hated the most was the British Empire and the British East India Company.
Yes.
Now, if you pull up the British East India Company flag, which was established in 1600, none of that history makes sense. If you pull that up, you'll be shocked. It is basically our flag. We have a company flag right now, and most Americans don't even know it.
We'll take a look at that.
Most Americans were loyal to their states, not to a federal government far, far away with a federal government flag. But if you pull up British East India Company flag and take a look at that, that will make you question everything you've ever learned.
Now, wait a minute. That's the naval jack of Great Britain. And yes, that's where they got the red and the white stripes, but I'm not seeing that it's that close. Anyway, listen, our phone lines are full. We're running out of time here, so I'm going to need to let you go here. But I'm looking at the flag right now, and it's the standard British naval ensign. And a lot of people copied it. Vancouver copied it. We even copied it here in Hawaii in the early years. So we're going to switch to Steve in California. Steve, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay.
Hillary speech. Am I there?
Yeah, well, you are now. You were cut off in the beginning. Please start over.
Yeah, I sent you an email of an excerpt from a Hillary speech back in 2005 or 2006 where she made in Israel, talking about the Palestinian elections, that if they were to allow them, they made a mistake, that they should have intervened and made sure they, basically in so many words, made the outcome the way they the desired outcome.
Rigged the election.
Up.
Yes, he was talking about rigging the election.
I sent that to you. If you want to send that, maybe put that on your website. That's interesting.
Somebody
so
already beat you to it. Beat you to it. Yeah.
Yeah, so elections can be rigged elsewhere, but not in the United States, I guess.
Well, I don't think that that's any hard and fast rule. In fact, one of the reasons we're in the mess that we're in is over the last couple of decades, the Central Intelligence Agency has taken all these regime change skills they've been honing in other countries, and they've brought them back home.
Right. Hey, thanks,
okay?
Mike. Yep.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm trying to swap all these mosquitoes hitting me, Mike.
need to get a mosquito zapper.
New Jersey, you know.
Yeah, mosquito zapper, Mike, the six-pack, that's quality entertainment.
Hey, Mike, that you had that Sheldon guy call. Watch movies Amazing Grace, Amistad, and Hotel Rwanda. And remember, the Clinton Foundation was founded in 1997. The Clintons didn't do anything. The Bushes, nobody did anything about what was going on in Rwanda. Look at the millions of people that died there with machete. I knew somebody, I worked with somebody. The machetes, Mike, I mean, it was a bloodbath. Nobody cared. The UN is a joke. You know, look at the UN now. They kicked Russia off and they put Saudi Arabia, the head choppers, in charge of human rights.
It is a bit of a joke.
Insane, Mike. This is, the UN is crap. The UN is sold off, sold out. They're part of the West. They're all bought and paid for, to told what to do. You know that, right?
Yes.
And, Mike, it's sick. It's, these people are sick. Human rights for Saudi Arabia, the flag matches ISIS flag. My God. I mean, can anybody see that? You know, it's a bizarre. Hey, Mike, on Hillary Clinton with the FBI coming out right now. I mean, oh, yeah. This wouldn't happen 11 days from the election, so something's going on here. You know, otherwise it'd be, you know, pushed under the rug to a later date. So, you know,
I think what happened is the early voting numbers came on in, and it's overwhelmingly going to Donald Trump, despite all the illegal immigrants who were voting, and the dead who are voting, and all the Democrats who were voting multiple times. They even caught a nun voting multiple times for Hillary Clinton. I don't know why the nuns all seem to like her, but we have this nun that is at one of the churches. We support the food program, and she saw the Hillary for Prison t-shirt. And she playfully took a swing at me, didn't actually connect, but still, this is a nun with the fist coming at you. So, but I think the early voting numbers came on in and just made it very, very clear that Hillary Clinton is not going to win the election. She's not going to be able to protect all these people who have broken the law to support her and protect her and move her campaign along. She's certainly not going to be in a position to keep all these promises that she's been making to people. And now everybody has gone into survival mode, whether it's James Comey, the Department of Justice, the FBI, the corporate media. They're all thinking how to salvage what's left of their careers and reputations between now and the end of January next year.
And Mike, on one of your other callers, we're not America anymore. We're the United States Empire. We are Rome, Soviet Union, and the British Empire all rolled into one. We are an empire of death and destruction. That's what we are. You know, it's up to the people to say enough of this crap.
Okay, we just had a loud noise come through here. All right, Dustin, I'm going to let you go. We've got so many callers, and we're coming to the top of the hour, and the Lady Claire is going to join us. We're going to switch over to Andy in Texas. Aloha, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Hey, you know, I just wanted to give you a little update here in Texas. Evidently, you can't wear any kind of shirt that is politically suggestive to go vote now. And I'm guessing that's because so many Donald Trump shirts showed up. Everybody's wearing red. They're doing everything they're supposed to do. But they had a whole piece on the local news here about, no, this is not allowed. And it's up to the precinct leader there to decide whether or not. But that's not the reason I called. What I really
Before you go any further, I can understand them saying you cannot wear a campaign T-shirt into the polling place. But if they start saying you can't wear red, that's across the line. That's a First Amendment violation right there.
Well, they haven't actually come across and said that, but the real reason I called you is I just want to give you major kudos, dude. Without people like you, and you know who else I'm talking about, you know the major players in this media thing, you guys have done a phenomenal job of just exposing this witch that wants to be our president. And, you know, I get chills down my back thinking about how well and how hard did you guys have done what you're doing, man. And this is straight up from the heart of a true American, you have done a fantastic job, and I think everybody needs to hear that over the airwaves. And you know what? A lot of you guys just don't want to be thanked at all. You're like, no, it's my job. This is what I do. No, you need to be thanked. You guys are the people that saved America, because right now we got this investigation reopened, and this is the beginning of the end for her, and thank God you people were there to do this. And so I just want to give you a heartfelt thanks, my friend.
Well, thank you for the very, very kind words. And, you know, the reason we don't talk about, you know, ourselves a lot is we're not the story, we're not the focus, and we can't be. You start going down that path of thinking that you're something special, and it can very quickly go overboard. I saw that so many times when I was in Hollywood, and so I work at that. And I'm not saying that somewhere in the back of my head, you know, there isn't a dream that someday somebody will make a statue to me and pigeons of the world shall rejoice. you know, it really is staying focused. And it's part of this ongoing process, good against evil, truth against lies. I think the real thank goodness, though, has to go to the availability of the internet, because that's what really changed the dynamic and allowed those of us to get on out there and challenge the orthodoxy and the establishment and the corporate media. And I think if Trump does, in fact, win the White House, we're going to start seeing some major shifts within our societal structure. We're going to start seeing a pullback from this core stored fascism. But again, it won't be the end of the journey. It is merely a waypoint on something that's going to continue for a while. And like I said, if Trump wins the White House, our job is only beginning. It is not ending. So thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And boy, we're running out of time here. I'm going to only be able to take one more phone call before the top of the hour.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-3300. 2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Coming up on the top of the hour and the lovely Lady Claire, we're going to go to John in Barbados. John, aloha. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yes. These revelations recent to... I sent you an email about it, how the corporate media was turning on the Clintons in a way that still isn't there yet, but it's like a snowball rolling downhill. But I think the most significant part is this is going to smash the DNC. They're going to have to clean house. And even when they do clean house, are people going to believe all the corruption's gone? I don't think so.
No, it's going to be a long, long time before this country has a population that trusts the political parties and the corporate media. It's going to be a long road back. Trust arrives on foot but departs on horseback. And that's a good one. You can spend 100 years putting together a cohesive society where the population trusts the government and the media and corporate interests and everything. One really bad lie can destroy that, literally overnight, and that's where we are right now. Now, if I'm correct, and this is the beginning, if this is the watershed where the establishment has decided they've gone as far as they can go and it's time to give the American people a big, wet, sloppy kiss and a lot of their money back and make nice, it's still going to be a very, very long task to accomplish.
I mean, way, way back during the DNC convention, and they put Hillary in there, and I was cheering because I was thinking to myself that, you know, now they're stuck with that witch.
Yes.
They can't change course. And like, I mean, to be honest, she's got more baggage than Boston Logan Airport. You know, and it's all coming out, thanks in part to WikiLeaks and thanks in part to the FBI making, if you like, nonsense of the law.
Well, Judicial Watch, Larry Klayman, DNC emails, various other anonymous groups. I mean, this is a tsunami of rejection of the official story on pretty much everything. WikiLeaks likes to, you know, stand up there and posture and take the credit, but it really has been a grassroots movement all along, and it's a pushback. The American people have just reached the breaking point, and this is our last chance for a peaceful revolution. And if I'm reading the signals correctly, the establishment has said, okay, let's have a peaceful revolution because the alternative is not going to be pleasant for anybody. It's rough on the landscaping, and it's bad for tourism if we have people shooting each other in the streets. So, I think the catalyst, as quickly as this reversal has happened, I think the catalyst was the early voting numbers. They're realizing that Hillary's claims of potential election victory were as fictitious as pretty much anything else coming out of the Clintons, and now everybody is in survival mode. How am I going to come out of this with my business intact, my reputation intact, and avoid jail sentence at the same time? And I think we're going to see a lot more of this next week, unless there's a convenience fault flags. John, thanks an awful lot. We're going to shut you off here to do a station identification. Back with the Lady Claire after these few words.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.